God is pleased and insistent upon being glorified and receiving glory from His creation. Many children of God have become overwhelmed with bewilderment and are confused as to why bad things happen to good people. But the answer is simple, my friends, my people, my peeps. God wants to be glorified.
Yes, He does.
Amen. Look at somebody, just tell them real quick, God wants to be glorified in your life. So every now and then, you may find yourself tempted and pursued like a runaway, wanted by the devil. The pressure, the stress, and the strain in your life may make you feel like you are losing your ever-loving mind. You may think that God is using you like a pawn on a chessboard in the game called life. A game which you really have no control over, and that you feel like you cannot win. The devil absolutely gets happy because he thinks that you're down for the count. But God laughs. Why does he laugh? Somebody say why. Because God already knows that He will not allow you to go through anything or be subjected to anything above your anointing. God gives you ability to bear it. That's why He laughs. And He allows the devil at times to have at you. Y'all talk back to me. Some of y'all up for a promotion and don't know it. Why? Because God knows that you are faithful. How many faithful folk in the building? Put your hands up. I can load. I want to see for myself. God knows you're faithful. God knows that it's just a matter of time before Satan pushes you so far that you will absolutely fall right back into the lap of goodness and mercy. Amen. You tell the devil, devil, you better watch out. You keep pushing me, I'll fall right back into where I'm supposed to be. Why goodness and mercy? Because goodness and mercy are praise partners. They testify and witness to the goodness of God. They remind us of the fact that no matter how hard the battle, how difficult the trial, we can and we will have assurance that God the Father will never leave us nor forsake us. Goodness makes us confident to know that if we will only be still and wait on God, we will eventually and inevitably see the salvation of the Lord. just tap yourself and say, keep holding on. You're going to see it. Goodness is God's guarantee that we will get that massive, needed, overdue breakthrough. Does anybody need a breakthrough? Anybody need to come through some things? Goodness is God's guarantee that it's on the way. And the thing that I found out about sanctified folk is that they have a tendency to praise before the breakthrough comes, because they know the breakthrough is already on the way. Yeah. I can smile in the face of adversity because I know that my victory has been already established. I can give God praise when I don't feel like it in my body, but my spirit knows that God is in full control. And because I know it and don't feel it, y'all stay with me now. Some of y'all praise God when you feel good. I praise God because I know He's God. Sometimes when your body don't feel like praising, don't feel like worshiping, don't feel like giving God glory, you got to go past your flesh and into your spirit and give God some glory. And you got to move past what you feel, and you got to talk to yourself and say, I know that 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 God has been good to me, and I got a reason to absolutely give God some praise. What about mercy? Sometimes, because of being weary from the battle. How many folk out there are actually tired? Tired of fighting? Tired of going through the same mess you're going through? You're overwhelmed by the cares of this life.
All right.
Simply because of disobedience or some dead works of the flesh. We occasionally give in into temptation. Y'all talk back to me. I'm talking to saved folk too. I made some mistakes in my life. I'm giving in to temptation. Y'all speak back to me. You ain't the only one. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you ain't the only one to give in. I've gotten so tired that I've given in at times. I didn't feel like going on. I didn't feel like doing what I needed to do. And I found myself coming up just a little bit short. And some of us have yielded to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. And if you be truthful with me for about 30 minutes, come on now, be truthful with me. Even though we just sinners saved. I'm more than just a sinner saved by grace. I'm a child of the King. But even though I'm a child of the King, I've made some mistakes before. I've done some things wrong before. I've made some wrong turns. I've said some wrong things. I've done some things that absolutely wasn't exemplary of Jesus Christ. But the thing that I love is that even though I'm going through and I've made some bad mistakes, I know that we still, because I am saved, because I am sanctified, that I got a right standing with Jesus. But we miss it because we sin in our flesh. Y'all don't have to say nothing back to me. I say it to you. Your flesh got out of control sometimes. You done said some things you had no business saying. You done some things you had no business doing. You done smoked something you had no business smoking. You done been over somebody's house you had no business being over. You done made a left instead of going home. You done made a left and went down the street and tried to catch up with Sally Sue or little Bobby Jimmy. Y'all talk back to me. Because you thought they'd treat you better than what you got back at home. And And you found out that grass ain't, it might look greener on the other side, but it still needs to be watered. Lord, talk back to me. It might look like it's got something going on. And you feel like you need to make some adjustments in your life and go a different way. And you find out that it don't look as good, don't taste as good, don't smell as good. Everything that look like is good money ain't always good money. For all you domino players out there, if you want to keep control, there's a point in your time that you got to pass up the sure money and keep control of the domino table. I come to let you know that over in the Holy Ghost, I'm looking to keep control of my life, but I made some mistakes. I made some mistakes. I looked at weary in my flesh. Before you judge me, get that log out your own mind. Look at your neighbor. Look at a few people around me. Say, before you judge me, you need a crane to get that log out your own eye. You got some things going on in your life that you ain't so pleased with. You got some skeletons in your closet that still got some meat on the bones. You still got some things in your life that if they found out about it, you walk out of here hanging your head down. But thank God for the blood. Blood that washes whiter. Y'all looking at me hard. Y'all messed up just like I messed up. You think some craziness just like I think some craziness. You made some fatal flaws. Some things in your character that show that you ain't all that you pretend to be. Some of y'all just pretending to be all that. Bag of chips. I need to let you know that anointing came forward on fakeness. This ain't even on my script here. If you want to be anointed and used of God, you got to be real with who you are. Some of y'all that came through the gutter and been lifted up from somebody else's bedroom. You come out of the liquor store drinking Hennessy and cognac and Ripple. God has delivered you from smoking in blocks and from gossiping about folk and from smoking cigarettes. God has brought you from a minded own way. And how dare you look crazy at me, because God has delivered me. I am who I am, and that's all that I am. I feel like Popeye right now. I'm about to pop my can of spinach. Folk that's with me, some real folk. I ain't got no fake folk. I ain't took the mask off a long time ago. Real folk can say what they've been through. Y'all ain't talking. Anointed folk can say, I've been there. I've done that. I can tell you what you need to do to help bring you out of it, because I know what it's like. I know what you've been through. I've experienced some similar things, and I know how to tell you to come out of some stuff. God don't want no folk that just been saved all of their life, ain't never make no mistakes, and ain't never been in no trouble. God won't send trouble. How do you know trouble is trouble if you ain't never been through no trouble? How do you know evil is evil if you ain't never resisted evil? don't tell me nothing if you ain't been through nothing.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Mercy, please. Father.
Thank you.
The Bible says we have an advocate with the Father. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Y'all ought to talk back to me. I used to be after the flesh, but now I'm after the Spirit. And I'm not condemned no more. So you can talk about me if you want to, but my slate is clean. With my Savior. And the way that it got clean was through the blood that was shed for the remission of my sin. So if you ask me if I'm going to praise him, if you ask me if I'm going to give God glory, if you ask me if I'm going to give him, I'll worship him every time I think about him. Absolutely yes. I'm convicted. I'm sold out. I'm all in. All my chips are in. I'm on the side of Jesus. Yeah. See, when you're on the side of Jesus, see, y'all just walk with me now. You can acknowledge your past when you know God has brought you through. Mercy says, God, I know he was disobedient. I know he didn't do what you told him to, but can you find it in your heart? Can you find it in your heart to show him just a little mercy? After all, Daddy, he is your child and you know he really loves you. This is like a mother praying to the best of his humanness. He does try to obey you and serve you. So if you would, and I know because of your goodness, you can. Will you please forgive him and show him your mercy? Not just some mercy, but your mercy. God's mercy is not like any kind of mercy. You cannot possibly compare God's mercy with man's mercy, because God's mercy is not based on the condition of what we have done. Stay with me now. God's mercy is based on what God has done through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So if you're trying to give me mercy, I don't want your mercy. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you look good today. But I don't want your mercy. Because your mercy is just... But God's mercy is based on the blood that was shed for the remission of sin. So now we truly are, see, this is what I love, see, we are truly liberated because we no longer have to worry about certain things. See, liberated folk can praise. Y'all know what liberation means? Liberation means to be free. And those folk that are free are able to give God glory. In the midst of what's going on, see, freedom means I can praise you however the Spirit moves me. Hallelujah. See, y'all got to say with me here. When Sister Nora get up and run around, she's free. She ain't worried about what folks say, what folks think, what folks talking about her. Look at that woman running. She don't need to be running. It don't take all that. She don't care what you think. She say, I'm going to give God glory because that's what he put. He put running in my feet. And if I need to run around this church and give God praise and praise, if I need to run around this land, if I need to get on the floor, if I need to lay out prostrate, I'll do whatever it is that God moves me to do. See, free folk can praise God any way that the Lord moves them to praise. They can clap their hands, they can wave them, they can stomp, they can shout, they can yell, they can scream, they can dance, they can shake hands with somebody, they can do whatever it is. Praise don't have no form, just as long as you are giving up.